I mean, I have to tell you, I was just absolutely captivated when I first heard your story of the launch that you did with the estate sale. I mean, I was just, you know, I poured my heart and soul into this course. I worked on it and worked on it and worked on it way too much, spent way too much time trying to get it to be perfect and put it out there, and I knew people were going to be successful with it. I was, you know, really excited about that, excited to hear stories, but I never, never envisioned it being used the way you used it for that estate sale. I mean, it was cool. So could you tell, just give me another, and of course we're recording this so other people will be listening to it, but tell me about that.
I'll kind of give you the high level, and then we can dive into, you know, lower, more specific things if you choose. I'm new to online marketing. We've been in offline marketing for years, and we've run a direct mail marketing company for 11 years. And so obviously, I mean, we knew some marketing. You know, I can honestly say I thought I knew marketing until I got involved in online marketing. And then I learned that I know marketing it really at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we're new to online marketing, and I'm trying to buy what I feel is going to be good education. And we had bought your course. And your excuse me, but what day did your course launch?
October 21st.
Okay. So we were probably, you know, I think I said this on one of your calls, we were probably one of the first, if not within the top 10, I mean, we ordered it the second it went live,
mm-hmm.
because you had done, in my opinion, probably the, I was one of those people. I was drooling. I was waiting, my finger on the button the second it went live. My computer wouldn't pick it up, you know, probably some of the problems that you had. So we ran over to my wife's computer, turned it on, fired it up, and, you know, got it ordered. There was a main reason that we wanted it, and we had a death in the family. And we, again, the only reason I say that we're new to online marketing is that, I mean, we've not sold one thing online, never, still to this day, you know, January 18th, we've not sold one thing online. We're about to. I mean, we're about to get moving and shaking, but I come from an offline world. And so this was perfect for us because we could take everything that we had just learned from the product launch and incorporated, but we had to move fast. We had to move really, really fast because we had some specific commitments in the U.S. Again, I'm in Romania, and we had some specific commitments in the U.S., and we wanted to make sure that we maintain those commitments. So we targeted in a specific time frame, November 9th to November 20th, with the actual sale being the latter 5 days, that latter Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that would be 16th through the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So we got your product, and we just crammed it. I mean, just crammed it, just started digesting it, and I immediately identified that I was going to be needing to use the, looking at some notes here, the compressed launch. So went directly for the compressed launch. It wasn't going to be the real short launch, but we had a little bit of time. So I was going to use the compressed launch. So all I did, and I swear to God, all I did is followed your checklist. I didn't try to figure anything out. I didn't try to make up my own stuff. I just went directly to your checklist and went through one by one by one. You know, went to the checklist for your offer, went through the checklist for your product, went checklist for developing your product, the pre-launch checklist, launch checklist, post-launch checklist, just everything. And then we started to, and again, we would have never dreamed of conducting the sale the way we did had we not just gotten your course and just consumed it. We would have had probably like 99.999% of all the other sales out there. We'd have, you know, put some ads and people called and had a specific day of the sale, and they would have come and bought or didn't buy.
Mm-hmm.
And we just said there's so much more opportunity here, and we have a big responsibility. We have a lot of stuff to get rid of, and we have a short period of time, so let's employ every single, you know, thing that we've learned, every single strategy that we've learned, and, you know, roll out a game plan. So we got your course. We had it. Your product was delivered to our in-laws in Clackamas and then delivered from Clackamas to Romania. So you got to look at the time frame here. We ordered it on your launch day. We got it, you know, probably here in Romania. Oh, geez. 10 days later, so at the very beginning of November, at best,
mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, guesstimating. So from the maybe the first, second, third of November until the 6th is when we did our strategy. And we just started, you know, walking through the steps. What's our reason why? Death in the family. You know, how are we going to promote scarcity? What kind of social proof? You know, where's the reciprocity? You know, how are we going to build rapport? What are our consumption channels? You know, email, audio, video, blog, sublists. Teleseminar wasn't practical for us. Sales letter, you know, with links to photos. What's our offer? You know, what's our tagline? And so it just made me think, okay, we came up with diamonds for the price of cubic zirconia.
That's great.
Tools, you know, we went through the list of tools, what we would use, blog, autoresponder surveys, website, Camtasia, PayPal for payment, as well as, you know, cash and check, pop-up for name capture, countdown timer. We never, ever dreamed of using a countdown timer. Never. And Susan saw it on your site. She's like, oh, that's really cool. Anyway, countdown timer. PDFs. So then we went through, we're continuing to go through your course, and we're like, what are our assets? You know, okay, well, we don't have a list. What are our other assets? Partners. No, we don't have any partners. So we had zero assets other than what we sell, which was a huge estate, just tons and tons of stuff. So then we started going through the pre-launch checklist and getting our ducks in a row, taking the tools that we were going to use, and started to coordinate everything. And bear in mind, we did everything. I mean, we did all this in the probably 3 days.
Wow.
From the time that we started digesting your product and going through, I can honestly say that I still have, to this second, not gone through the interviews. So all we did was go through your product.
Mm-hmm.
We went through the volume book number one and your CDs, and I didn't have a chance yet to go through the interviews that you had with all the other guests.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we started putting together a plan. We started putting together what our advertising method was going to be and how we were going to be, you know, what's our plan? What's our purpose? And it's an estate sale. I mean, it's one time, hopefully, it's one time, one shot, get the message out, and how can you get the message out quick enough? So we just wanted to build every single part of what you said into it. And slow me down or stop me anytime because I could go on and on, but I'll try to give the high-level points.
No, you're doing a great job. This is fascinating.
So we just made sure we understood all the tools that we were going to use and how we were going to use them. So we had all this stuff, okay? We knew that. We didn't know who was going to buy it. We didn't know if they were going to buy it, and we didn't know for what price they were going to buy it. So we said, okay, so we know that we want to build up social proof. Jeff showed us that. We know that we want to build up, you know, some kind of list. How are we going to do that? And we know that we need to get some kind of a pricing benchmark so that we're priced right when people get here so that we can accomplish our goal, and that's to get rid of everything. So we incorporated surveys, which is very clearly outlined in your product launch formula. And yeah, I'll say this. There's not one thing in your product that is revolutionary. But what your product does is take everything and puts it together. And if somebody follows the steps, I mean, they can't help but get great results. Because we knew about surveys, and of course we knew about launch sequence, or, you know, sequencing, and we knew about Camtasia, and we knew the tools. But what your product did for me in a matter of days is we put the entire thing together and just had the most awesome sale. So we took surveys and we immediately put a survey. Let me tell you exactly what we did. So we ran an ad in the Oregonian, and we started the ad, the very first ad, our pre-launch phase, this is what we're calling it, from the 9th to the 15th. We paid our total budget, or our total, the total amount we spent was $237.
Mm-hmm.
We spent this $237 on a 12-day ad. The ad ran and directed people directly to a website, no phone numbers. The website had a landing page. The landing page was continuing on with the reason why, but it also directed them to a blog. Now, our only goal during the first week was to gain social proof and to direct people and to build the list,
mm-hmm.
and also to get survey questions. So these people started going to the Oregonian ad. They would go to the site, and then we also used Craigslist and PDX for sale. Well, Craigslist, you can't put your site up there, but what you can do, I mean, meaning you can't put an entire site up there, but you can put a link.
Mm-hmm.
So we would post in all the different areas, electronics, furniture, jewelry, blah, 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 all the different areas. And so I think we had like 10 postings up on the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they went to the site, the Craigslist site, we also directed them with a little, snippet of text to go to the website. When they went to the website, they'd get a pop-up name capture. And we had to ask ourselves, what are we going to do? What are we going to give them back? And I forget the term you use at this point. Not reciprocity, but something special. What are they getting special?
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to, as we went through your checklist, we just wanted to make sure we hit every bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Did we give them a little bit of this? Did we do a little bit of this? What would we give them special to get the opt-in? Because it's a 12-day list. And so what we decided is if they opted in, they would get a 30% discount coupon, and here's how the 30% discount coupon would work. They would opt in, they'd be immediately redirected to a page, they'd print that page and bring it. All they would have to do is fill in the bottom section they would go to eBay or Craigslist or PDX for sale or any other online auction place, find an item that was similar to ours, which most of it was all up on the website by the 16th, the first day of pre-sales, and they'd be immediately able to get a 30% discount on that item from whatever we had it priced at, regardless of the item, regardless of the price.
That's wonderful. That's a great idea.
Yeah, so we had to figure out, what would be a reason that someone would want to give us their information for, such a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only thing that we could come up with. So whether it was good, bad, or indifferent, our creative energies needed to be quick.
Well, that's wonderful. I think it's a great idea.
So we had our opt-ins. Well, what we did is as soon as we got opt-ins, we wanted to turn that around and get people surveyed so we could do pricing, which, again, comes right out of your product. During your pre-launch phase, find out what are people looking for and what are people willing to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So we just followed the instructions, kind of like an owner's manual, just walked right through the steps, and we started sending out surveys. What are you people, if you're looking for diamonds in the rough for cheap, cheap prices, or diamonds for the prices of cubic zirconia, what diamonds are you looking for? And if you were to find that diamond, what would you be willing to pay?
Mm-hmm.
And we had, I'll get into the traffic in a minute, but we had so many responses. I mean, they just told us exactly what to do. And, again, if you compare this to any other estate sale, whatever, they're not doing any of this. I mean, every single person we had, and again, I'll get into the numbers in a minute, every single person that came through, they were just blown away. They were just like, that was so cool. That was a cool experience. Wow. It was fun too. I mean, we had a lot of fun. We're sitting here in Romania. Our in-laws are in Portland, Oregon, handling all this for us, and it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we're driving traffic. We're getting all of our pre-launch ready, and what we decide to do is we have a blog. I'm posting to it about 5 times a day during the pre-launch phase, the 9th through the 15th, and I'm really building up social proof. We're adding in all the survey information into the blog so that everybody's starting to understand what everybody else is looking for, which also is promoting scarcity.
Right.
So we've got the scarcity thing popping off now. We've got social proof going on. We're building rapport, so we're meeting the criteria of a successful product launch.
Mm-hmm.
Now what we say, and this is all planned, but now we're rolling out, you know what, demand has been too high. We never anticipated this, blah, 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 blah. We're going to have to open, because during the pre-launch phase, we had been telling everybody that it was just going to be a 19th and 20th sale, Saturday and Sunday. And because of the demand, because of everything else, we're going to have a pre-sales by appointment only process. It's going to be from Wednesday the 16th, Thursday the 17th, Friday the 18th. And call now to register your appointment, blah, blah, blah. And my email blew up. It was incredible. We were using Skype. We were using Stat Counter, which is a free stat counting program that we threw on there. I'll get into a few of the numbers now. We had 8,845 unique visitors to the website. This is over a 12-day period of time for an estate sale. We had over 1,300 buyers. We had over 4,000 people through the building in that 5-day period of time.
Wow.
So we ultimately sold everything that we could possibly want to sell. Our post-launch phase, again, we wanted to walk through everything, and that was another main reason of building the list. Testimonials. I'm forgetting everything here. As the pre-sales started, we had a call-in line, a testimonial line that we had set up, and anybody can do that. And so right there at the building, my mother-in-law was instructed that as the first people got there and as the first people bought, we wanted them to share their experience of not only what was at the sale, but also, their overall experience, and they called it in. And so we had about 45 testimonials after the first day, 100 and some after the second day, and close to 200 after the third day, all pre-sales.
So that's amazing.
Building up for the Saturday and Sunday.
That's amazing. Okay, so these are the people that are coming through on the appointment only pre-sales.
Correct.
And you're
correct.
Collecting testimonials. Oh my gosh.
Correct.
That's a stroke of genius.
So it worked out really, really well.
And you said it was your mother that was?
Mother-in-law.
Okay, your mother-in-law. So she's like, literally they're coming through and they're about to leave and she's handing them a phone.
Correct. Yep. Hey, would you do us a favor? And she's really sweet. Hey, would you do us a favor? Our goal is really to make sure, and the entire theme was, hey, we have this death in the family. This is what we need to do. We need to liquidate all this stuff, and we help us accomplish that.
Mm-hmm. That is just great.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. My wife's like, hey, when can we do that again?
Yeah, yeah. 8,845 unique visitors to the website, and that converted into 4,000 real physical visitors.
Yep.
That's a 50% of the people that came through your website. You actually got to get on their coats and get in their car and drive over to the sale.
That's, it was awesome.
That's unreal.
And I would say that if we had more stuff, or if we had the right item, or if people hadn't bought already, we would have sold over 1,300 of the people.
Mm-hmm.
But many people would come, they were looking for a specific piece of art that they saw, and it was already sold.
Mm-hmm.
Or a ring, or a watch, or a particular set of chairs, or a table, or whatever. So.
Wow. So I'm just curious of the... approximately how many opt-ins did you have?
How many what?
How many opt-in visitors? How many of the people opted into your list?
Great question. We had 4,742 on the list.
So that sounded like better than 50% of the people.
Better than 50%.
Wow.
And my mother-in-law was astounded at the amount of people that would come in with their little piece of paper.
That was my next question.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. They would all come in with their little piece of paper.
Wow.
So that little trick worked.
Oh, that is amazing.
And it was great because it worked for them. I mean, they were mm-hmm. able, if they wanted to do a little bit of research, get online, look up the specs of a computer, you know, a Pentium 4, because we listed everything down to the detail. Pentium 4 with this, you know, with this particular software, with this operating system, with this, you know, with these components, with the monitor, the, you know, 15-inch monitor, 17-inch monitor, whatever it was. If they were to go online and spend a little bit of time, they were going to sell, save 30% over whatever they would find on eBay or Craigslist or wherever.
Hmm. That's just wonderful. Just amazing. So, and this is something, you know, I hadn't realized. You actually, you bought Product Launch Formula just, I mean, maybe not just for this, but with this specific application in mind. See, I thought that you had bought the course to use in your normal business, in a normal course of business, and then had this, you know, unfortunate death, and then decided to do it. But, that's...
Yeah. Now, obviously, at this point in time, we see huge uses for the product. In fact, we want to launch a product in August. And we have a launch that we're wanting to do now, but we have a big launch that we're wanting to do in August.
Mm.
And we're trying to figure that whole thing out. But, I mean, that's a big possibility. But anyway, it's an awesome product. And I guess the thing that I can say is that, you know, we had never conducted a sale before. I mean, not even a garage sale. We had never sold things to people, you know, person to person.
Mm-hmm.
We've never sold consumer-related items. Nothing. I mean, there's no experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we not only accomplished our goal, I mean, we far surpassed anything we had ever dreamed of as far as, you know, success with the sale. But more importantly, everybody was happy. Everybody won
mm-hmm.
because we were able to use your system. And here's the part that I'm really thankful about is we were able to use the system to be able to identify. A lot of people have kind of, let's say they want to sell a car and they've never sold a car before, or they want to sell their couch and they've never sold a couch before. You know, you look in the paper and, you know, whatever amount of research they're willing to do, and you think you know the right price, and you price it there, and you either sell it or you don't sell it, and then you lower it and lower it and lower it. But we didn't have time. We
mm-hmm.
didn't have the luxury. And meaning we have a 12-day window, and we're here in Romania, meaning we've got to coordinate everything. And then we've got our family to help us in Portland, Oregon. So we had to get a lot of information, you know, through this process delivered to Portland. And, I mean, they weren't pricing anything. They didn't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
So by using your system, we were able to have people tell us exactly what they were willing to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And how, you know, what it was worth in the market at the time. So we didn't have to monkey around.
That's amazing.
And try to figure things out. Just probably, you know, just like your products and services, you know, you can ask people, you know, what kind of perceived value is there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, through surveys, and you can pinpoint and identify, and it worked out great.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing that you are 10 hours removed, 10 time zones away in Romania,
yeah.
and you're orchestrating this entire thing. When you're going into this without a list, no knowledge of the market, you've got product, but you're not familiar with it. You've never sold anything like it before. You don't have time to get familiar with it. And in fact, it's huge. The product is everything, computers to artwork to jewelry to whatever. And
golf shoes. Seriously.
And you sold everything.
Everything. We sold everything. We didn't sell everything through the pre-launch and the launch, or through the pre-sales and the actual sales. But the post-sale, post-launch, was where we cleaned up and got rid of every single last thing.
Hmm.
We went right back to the list that we had built, and we had come back to them and said, "Hey, look, we've got X number of items left. We have you on the list," because we sublisted everybody. Every buyer went into a sublist.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just went right back to them and marketed during the following week, and that was it.
Mm. Now, you see how, I mean, like you said, everyone benefited. Everyone had fun. You created,
everyone had fun.
You know,
it was fun.
Yeah, you created rapport with your list, with your buyers, with your prospects. And so, okay, that list, I imagine you're probably not going to be using going forward. But just, you know, think about that in terms of, like, if you had an ongoing business, that's the thing. You build so much presence. You go from zero to 120 miles an hour instantly and build presence in the market and great rapport with your list if you do this. If you follow the steps and do it properly, that's the thing a lot of people miss.
Well, I have one comment about that. There were 4,742 people who opted into the list. They all knew the story. They all knew the stories. They all knew the person who had died. They didn't know him personally, but they knew of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
They all knew what the purpose of the sale was through the reason why. They all knew the scarcity. They all knew the social proof. They all were very familiar. During the sale days from the 16th to the 20th, I was posting probably 20 blog posts a day, literally. I mean, it was hilarious. It was comedy. If you had been the fly on the wall, I'm sure that there would have been many, many laughs because we're dialoguing back and forth in Portland. But my point to that was, of the people that opted in since then, we've received, I would say, and I don't know this number, I didn't jot this number down, I would say at least a quarter of those people in the subsequent 2 months since the sale have sent an email saying, hey, did everything get all cleaned up, and is everything cool, is everything ready, I hope everything's okay with your family, hey.
So they're rooting for you.
Yeah, it was awesome.
They're rooting for you, they want you to do good, and yeah, that's wonderful. That's a wonderful anecdote, because that's the thing people don't get. You know, sometimes they think this is about being manipulative, and it's not. It's about getting people involved. It's almost like reality TV, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Where everyone's getting involved in the story and becoming part of the story. That's like that tsunami effect. It's like, you know, you experience that. You know, that's like where you're just getting carried along with it when you're making all those posts. And yeah, that's...
My mother-in-law, my wife's mother, was, she obviously had help, and
mm-hmm.
the building was a three-story building. And she was, she never experienced anything like this. And you just used the word tsunami, and I had a chuckle. She, literally at the end of the 5 days, she was finished. I mean, she was wasted. But she laughs so hard to this day about how many people were there. And, hey, okay, are you okay? And, oh, okay, I'll be right with you. And, hey, okay. And so, I mean, you start thinking about the practical application. And, again, I'm up to this point, have been more offline than online. But you think of the practical application of that for all offline businesses. Oh, my gosh. If I were truly, truly in a retail offline business, man alive, I would be tearing this product up.
Mm-hmm.
From an online perspective, regardless of whether you've got a product that you've had out there for 5 years or it's a brand new product, doesn't matter. I mean, there's just so many applications. You've done a great job of putting it all together.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I saw it applying to offline businesses just as much
mm-hmm.
as online. I mean, I was just like, when we received it and we started going through it, I was just like, this is going to be perfect. This is it. Yeah, I mean, it was just awesome.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, it does my heart good. I mean, you know, it's like you pour your heart and soul into something, and I knew this stuff worked, and I knew I covered it thoroughly, but until it's out there, and I had, you know, friends look at it, but until someone actually, you know, who doesn't know you, who isn't a friend or a fan of yours, actually gets it and puts it into use, you just always are wondering. And so it's just really great to hear. Just wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I guess the one thing I could say is, regardless of what kind of business, regardless of offline, online, where they're at in the scheme of things, just go through the checklist, man. I mean, you don't have to do anything else. know the product, but go through the checklist and just make sure you've met all the criteria. And that's it.
Mm, that's fantastic.
Deploy everything. Oh, I don't know if I told you this. We did have, one of the major ways that we built the list so fast, and it was the Telefriend feature in One Shopping Cart.
Really?
So we had the Telefriend feature on our site, and if you, know somebody, blah, 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 click here, Telefriend.
Hmm.
That definitely helps spread the word quickly.
Wow, that's great. That's great, because I don't know too many people that has worked all that well for. But
yeah, it worked really well. And again, I think a lot of it had to do with we were pointing everybody to the blog.
Mm-hmm.
The blog postings were continuing to be the real low-key, this is what's going on, hey, oh my gosh, another day, we've been inundated by calls, here's some of the comments, here's this and that. You know, a lot of people have asked about, and what we're doing is we're promoting different sections of the estate sale on different days. So
mm-hmm.
we promote electronics one day, and we promote furniture the next day, and we promote jewelry, and then we promote artwork. And, you know, I've got a lot of calls about computers today, and so I just wanted to make sure I took a little bit of time and told you about the different types of computers. And tomorrow, I promise, I'll try to get up that computer inventory. And blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were definitely communicating that to their friends
mm-hmm.
for sure, just through that process.
Mm. That's cool. Very cool. You know, I just I just started playing guitar about a year ago, and I really struggle at it, but I really enjoy it, and so I haunt music stores now, and there's a music store right by me in this little tiny town. And it's been there for a while, just changed hands. It wasn't run well before. I think it was run as a tax shelter. And so I stopped in there, and I was talking to this new owner, and nice guy, really, really nice guy. And he's talking about how he wanted to carry Fender guitars, and Fender's, huge guitar manufacturer. And but he couldn't because they demanded he take at least $40,000, start with $40,000 in inventory, and then he had certain sales goals he had to meet. And you know, this guy, I bet you he's selling a couple hundred dollars a day from his store. I mean, I have no idea, but it just doesn't look like he does much. So, I mean, $40,000 to him is like, the dark side of the moon type of thing. And I got to thinking about it. I'm like, what if he did a product launch where he sent out postcards? And the thing is, there's one other Fender dealer within 20 miles, but they're actually losing their dealership. And then the nearest Fender dealer will be 350 miles away. And I'm thinking he could just turn this into a story and just send out postcards telling people he wants to serve them, he wants to be a Fender dealer, but he needs to sell 40,000. He just tell a story, and then allow people to come in and put in deposits on new guitars that they're going to buy out of his first $40,000 purchase, and give them a discount. Give them a great discount, but get them to pay up front. And he could do a great product launch. And so I haven't gone back and told him about this. And I have a feeling when I walk in and tell him this idea, he's going to look at me like I got two heads. Because, your typical retailer doesn't think in terms of, direct market. But for a couple $100 in postcards, I bet you he could do $40,000 in sales. And maybe even just do it, barely break even, but he'd get his dealership.
Yeah, I mean, he could give it away, but now he's got his in. And now he's also built a list.
Right.
And he's also, built up some degree of relationship and notoriety with this group of people.
Right.
And they're going to refer him. So he's captured a 350, mile radius market.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun just sitting back and looking at it. Well, I really appreciate you coming on here and doing a call, because I definitely, there's stuff here that I want to share with some of the other folks that got the course. This is just so creative. I mean, it was just wonderful. Wonderful. I mean, congratulations. And
it was fun. I mean, it was a lot of fun. Probably the biggest thing we took out of it.
Well, it is very true. I mean, doing these launches, they're intoxicating. I mean,
yeah.
Well, I guess you didn't really have that experience of hitting that send button and instantly having, tons of orders coming in, because the dynamic is a little different, but still, I'm sure you're getting the feedback from Well, I guess you did, because when you did the, you said, okay, you can make a, you know, we'll take appointments now for these pre-sale days, then all of a sudden things went.
A lot of emails. And the, you want to hear the funniest thing of everything, the trepidation. We're here in Romania. We're 10 hours removed from Portland, Oregon. And the proverbial mess hit the fan. And we're opening the doors on Saturday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pre-sales have gone through the roof. People were begging to get into specific times. We wanted to limit it to 5 per hour.
Mm-hmm.
5 people per hour, every hour, from 9 to 5. And the pre-sales were going crazy. Everything's going crazy. And we had so much dialogue. I mean, that and at that point we had a phone and we were using our Skype in line. And Saturday morning, you know, the doors open and there's tons of people there. In fact, Lois, Susan's mother, she was nervous. She didn't know what to expect that morning. She knew it was going to be busy, but she didn't know how busy, and that made her a little nervous. And there was a beginning of a line at about 8:30, and she sent people to go get her coffee in order to get in early. She said, okay, I'll make you a deal. You go get me coffee. You come back with the coffee, and I'll let you in. Anyway, so the doors open at 9. We didn't hear from Lois until 2. We didn't hear a word. And we're over here, and we're thinking, what is going on? I mean, what's going on? We haven't heard a word, not an email, not an instant messenger, not a phone call. I mean, nothing. And we finally get a call at 2 from Susan's niece. And it's Courtney, and she's like, hey, Sus, it's crazy here. I haven't seen your mom in the last 45 minutes. She had a train of like 14 people following her from one floor to the next. There's probably been 400 people here in the last 2 hours alone.
Oh my goodness.
And I mean, it was comedy. We were nervous. We were like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And then you get that phone call and you're just like, oh my God. And we're laughing. It was fun. It was a blast. The whole thing was a blast.
Mm-hmm. So, Richard, I just had an email show up here, and this is someone who unsubscribed to my Power Launch list. And in AWeber, they can put in their comments when they unsubscribe. So the comment this person made was, not launching a product, so no longer relevant to my needs. How would you respond to that?
Well, are you going to live in this world? Are you gonna ever try to make a dime marketing something to someone somehow? Or here's exactly what I would say, is maybe you're never going to launch a product, but maybe you can take the information that you've learned and go help someone else. Go to your local community. Go to your next fundraiser for your school. I literally have had 5,000 ideas go through my head. Offline.
Hmm.
I mean, there's so many practical applications for your product, it's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the power of your product, and you know, I don't want to downplay any part of it, and like I said before, there's not a lot of, you know, revolution going on here. It's taking information. I mean, again, you know, nobody makes money being in the inventor. People make money by taking and observing and compiling and putting things together and then showing people how to take that information. And I guess if I were to take your product and tear it apart, there would probably be very clear checklists that you do, just like a rocket launch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rockets launch.
Right.
And if you don't follow this step, okay, your rocket might still launch, but it might end up in the ocean.
Yep. Yeah.
Or your rocket launches and it gets into orbit exactly where you want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if you just walk through the books and you just go through the checklist and you just look at every single practical application, man, nobody can lose, no matter what they use the product for. If they're never going to launch a product. Never, 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 never. So what? They've learned so many principles. They've got so much information in their hot little hands now that can help them, that can help their family, that can help, I mean, so many other people.
Yeah.
I mean, 80% of the money that we made from this, we didn't get a dime of it. And, but it definitely helped out the people that it needed to help out.
Right. Right.
And we had a skill, we had a piece of knowledge, we knew something, and we said, we'll do it.
Yep.
We can do this.
Yep. And I mean, you weren't launching a product. I mean, that's the thing that people don't get. This is for promotions. It's for any type of promotion.
Any type of promotion. Any type of promotion.
Yeah.
Anytime you want to communicate to a list, anytime you want to communicate to somebody something about something, and you want to get the biggest bang for the time, I mean, this is it.
Yep.
Yeah, I would definitely tell them to rethink their position. And that they need to take an opportunity to, you know, get outside of their box a little bit and be a little bit creative. And that, you know, I'll tell you, as a side note, that's probably the biggest thing that I've learned in online marketing this last year, and definitely something that I've learned through your course, and is everything's not black and white. Everything doesn't have to be black or white. I mean, shoot, it might even be green.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can step outside just a little bit and try to expose ourselves to some creative thinking.
Very cool.
Well, man, I appreciate your product. I appreciate what you've done. Thanks for the time. God, I hope that everybody that uses this thing, you know, applies themselves. I mean, that's all it really takes. A little bit of practical application.
Right. And that's really, you know, obviously, you know, I'm doing a series of these calls and they'll make great testimonials, but, you know, what I want to do is release them. But it's really also mostly about just inspiring the people that bought the course. Because, I mean, you only need to take one little piece of it, and especially if you've got a list. I mean, it's brain dead simple, just the simplest little promotion. And do well with it.
Oh my, yeah. I'll definitely be giving you feedback as we use your product over the next year.
Cool.
I mean, we've got one coming up in 2 weeks. We've got another one that we'll be rolling out in, the April-ish. We've got several that we're doing here in Romania. I mean, there's lots going on, and I'll include your product. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing about them. That'll be very cool.
Okay, man. Have a great afternoon.
Okay. Yeah, you too. It's getting late there. Bye, Richard.
Bye.